Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake found this kcdrugdog.com. I don't even know how he found it, but I wish you'd have talked to me about this because I wouldn't have the guy come in. To me, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. I talked to him. I'm going to try to get him.
No, not after the interview. No. No, I don't want it. Hi, T. How are you today? The same time. The interview and the dog in the studio.
Right.
That's where I wanted to do. Where did you find out about the guy?
So I found out about the guy. There was a story on the internet about, because when he had first started this company, he had gotten more calls from outside of the Kansas City area. Like, he literally had to change the name to KC Metro because he said he could come do drug detection for if you had a child you were concerned about or a business, but you didn't want to involve the police, that kind of stuff.
And yeah, he could detect drugs with his dog. So yeah. If you think your kid's stashing dope, if you lost your weed, it happens.
It does.
Some people are forgetful with that.
Oh, I'm sure. I can promise you, if that dog can smell acid, there's some, I'm sure, in the closet trim in my parents' house in the first bedroom up behind it.
Well, that's it. And one of the services he does, if you buy a new house, he'll have the dog travel the house just to make sure there's something not shoved in a wall, something you don't know about, like in a floor or a wall.
Man, I just run around weird areas where there might be drops and see if I can't find bags of weed. Take them up and down the beaches in Miami, see if there's any square groupers floating.
Get some
up.
Double duty.
I told my buddy George, who found it. I guess I won't continue that story.
Let's just say it was a good story.
That story normally starts with a friend, not George. So tell that story some other time.
Yeah, it would be good to go, like, say, hypothetically, after maybe a large event over the weekend, and maybe you came across
Rockfest?
I'm just saying. Oh.
Because he said, you know, he'll have sweaters or stuff made up that it'll say drug detection dog on it. Mm-hmm. The nervousness in that line walking in.
Oh. Bob, one time, we were getting ready for Rockfest. So it's before doors open.
Right.
The entire area is built at Liberty Memorial. And we're standing up on the observation platform. I was going to fly a drone over and get some footage before they let anybody in. And we saw these police officers coming down, and they've got a dog, and he's coming in pretty hard. And I hear Bob just go, well, we're going to find out if that's a bomb dog or a drug dog. And the dog comes right by us, goes all around. He leaves, and he goes, bomb dog.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So, this is an interesting business. Are you the first of your kind to have a detection dog for non-enforcement reasons?
I am here locally. You know, when I came up with the idea, I thought it was completely original, and I was really proud of myself. Come to find out that they're not all over the place, but a lot of the bigger cities have dogs that do what I do, or people that do what I do that's non-law enforcement.
Now, the security part, I mean, it makes perfect sense. Put them in a school. We've all seen that. I mean, where they'll run a drug dog through a school, see if there's any weed in lockers or whatever, firearm detection, which obviously makes great sense. But the idea of doing it for personal reasons, you're like, hey, what if a friend of mine... Because you must have had this call. It's for a friend. A friend of mine may have lost some marijuana, I think they call it. And do you think a dog could find it and then not tell the police officers that you could just leave after you tell me where it is?
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. I get the calls. They come in not frequently, but they do. I mean, you know, people get desperate. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Well, you know, let's face it. Pot does not make you the most, doesn't sharpen the memory. And sometimes you'll do things, I think, when you've been partaking of anything, drinking, whatever, that you're like, I'm going to put this right here and no one's ever. And then you're like, not only is no one ever going to find it, you're never going to find it.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot safer to call me than have the local PD come out and help you find it, though.
Yeah, yes. Yes, I bet it is. What all can, what's your dog's name?
Her name's Phoenix.
Phoenix. What can Phoenix find?
She can find the odor of methamphetamine, pot, coke, heroin, PCP, and ecstasy.
Wow. She can smell X?
And, yes, and some of their derivatives. I mean, like edibles and stuff. So I don't really train on that, but she's found them before.
Wow, see, I would have said you could cocaine would trigger heroin. I didn't know would. Meth, I guess, would make perfect sense because it's all chemical and horrible stuff anyway. So that's probably the easiest one to train her for, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Is methamphetamine the easiest one to train her for?
No, not really. I mean, pretty much about everything has its own specific odor.
Yeah, I just figured that's
train them on that.
Such an awful chemical process that might be the strongest odor of all.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing about meth is what they call the scent cone on meth is extremely narrow, but it's strong. Like pot, for example, it spreads, you know, really wide. That's why it's, you know, I'm assuming you can smell it a mile away. Meth's a little harder to pinpoint, but it's a stronger odor to them. Yeah.
So, tell me the last five calls you went on. You don't obviously. I'm not asking for any names, but what were the last five calls?
Well, they've been kids' bedrooms.
What happened to the kid's bedroom?
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you're going to something like that. You know, we typically do the whole house just to be on the safe side. So, you know, if I'm already out there, why not?
So, I'm going to assume a parent called.
Right.
And said, I want to know if my kid's stashing drugs in the house. And then, was the kid there when you went there with Phoenix?
No, you know, I've had people ask me that before. It's like, hey, I need to make sure my kid's here. And I'm telling, you know, I tell them no, because I don't think it's a good idea to bring in a drug dog around and showing the kid, you know.
Not to mention the fact that's not your job. That's,
exactly.
That's not what you do. The dog doesn't bite the kid after he finds the weed. So you do that. And what was the next call?
Let's see, you know, bedrooms, frat houses. I've done just some random places for not the situation that you're talking about earlier, but some divorce cases. I've done several of those recently.
So in a divorce case, what is it? The dog looks for something so that one person can go, hey, you know what? This one's a POS, and I have evidence that this one's a POS.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. God, women are mean, because I know that wasn't a dude that called you. You and I both know that, mostly because men aren't smart enough to find a detection dog for hire.
Do you get a lot of businesses too?
Yeah. We do businesses also, and it's, you know, it's also the same kind of thing. It's like, it's not about going out and getting someone fired or getting them in trouble.
Sure.
It's about being, you know, a nice deterrent. Okay, don't bring weed today because the dog might come.
Oh, I should tell them a story about, you know, because there's bomb dogs and drug dogs, and some dogs can do both. But for the ones for the Metro, mostly, were either or, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were all standing there, and one of us said, it's either going to be a drug dog or a bomb dog. And the dog just kept on walking. That's when, it was a bomb dog.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have one that did both. But, you know, if your dog alerts on something, you need to know whether to get your lighter out or run.
Right. And I've seen it in airports. I saw him doing a great training session somewhere. Where was I? I was in Miami. And I saw a drug dog. They walked him past us going through security. The second securities were coming back in the country. And all of a sudden, it alerted on someone. I'm like, oh, God, is there going to be a bunch of cops? And then the person just got to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And you realized, oh, it's a training exercise. And that's what they were doing. But I thought for sure, holy hell, I'm getting ready to see a full-bore drug international takedown right now. but they were using a tennis ball. The dog would get a tennis ball as soon as the dog would point it out.
Oh, yeah, that's a reward. You know, a lot of dogs, that's what they're looking for. It's a big game to them. And they find what they're looking for, and they get their toy.
If you're just wanting to show them, Ray McCarty has a company called kcdrugdog.com. Now, he's not a cop. That's not what he does. He just finds drugs. And maybe you've lost some. Maybe you're worried that some have just manifested themselves into your home. Have you ever thought about going out to a big festival after the event was over? Like, I don't know, Liberty Memorial after Rockfest? or the Speedway, and just walking them through and seeing how, it'd be interesting to see how many times he would hit in a single day, if any.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought about that, actually.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man.
Would have been out there dark and early Sunday.
But it just would have been interesting just to see, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
How good would it overload? What do you think would happen?
Well, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You're not being able to hear us well, Ray?
Yeah, it's kind of you're kind of muffled a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a system. I'm sorry. I apologize, man.
That's okay.
I'll say, what do you think would happen if a dog went into a concert area afterwards, after a big concert? Be overload, or would it be able to discern the individual?
Probably overload. I mean, she'd think that she'd hit the lottery, that's for sure. There's going to be toys everywhere.
Now, how do you make sure that a dog doesn't consume the drug when the dog points on it?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because when I go into either a business, you know really anywhere, I'd like to do a quick walk around with her on my leash, or her on the leash, to make sure there's nothing sitting out in plain sight. We do that all the time, or every time we do it. And then once I see that there's nothing visible, I let her go. But yeah, I'd hate to see her get really, really high and
right.
Stop working for the day.
Yeah. How long have you had Phoenix?
I've had her for, she's 6 years old. I've had her since she's a baby.
I know, and it's a job, and she's a working animal. But man, there's a love there, and especially when you work with them at that diet. That's a very, very close bond, man. Is this your first dog? Your first detection dog?
Yes, and my first Malinois too. I got lucky with her. She's not crazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because those they're definitely what you would call high strung.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So how long did you train this dog, or did you acquire the dog?
I did her initial training, and then I went to a school for formal training. Where her and I did, so we could train together, and they furthered her training from there.
So let's say I lost some marijuana somewhere. How much would it cost me to have you come to my house and look for it?
$200.
That's not bad at all.
But, yeah, let's make sure it's, make sure it's quite a bit.
Yeah, well, you want to make it more than $200 worth, right?
Yeah, well, there is the entertainment value.
Sure, of course. Yeah, don't you can't. God, what a funny joke. I'm just running through my head going, Jake, why did you not have him come by? Because I would have taken him down on the second floor and had you walk that dog right through the sales pit. And I guarantee you that Phoenix would have been like, that one, that one, that one. Oh, and this one's got the Coke.
Mm-hmm. Give me my ball.
Oh, it would have been fantastic. We still may have to do that, Ray.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, I'm imagining how great that
would
be.
Yeah, not telling its soul, obviously,
no,
before
tell nobody
anybody
ahead
ever gets
of time.
Here.
Yep. I just walk through the entire place, I promise you. And we're not, I wouldn't rat anybody out.
No.
Given the eye, I'd be like, we know.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't put a heart monitor on everyone when we walked through the door.
Dude, yeah, trust me, these guys, the look on their face, anybody who's holding makes the face when the drug dog, and it says drug dog, you're like, huh? It's like having a cop pull up behind you on a street after midnight. You're like, oh, no, I'm going to jail. Yeah, it's always the same. So Phoenix, if you just want to show, it's not for coppers always. It's sometimes you need professional, discreet. And you're saying that pretty soon you'll be able to do firearms.
Right, right.
And, that's got to be almost, is it enjoyable for that animal to detect it? Is that an enjoyable experience for them, or is it hard on them?
Oh, no, they love it.
Oh, they're going to love Kansas.
It's a big game.
With that concealed carry. I mean, I feel like, who knows what the percentage of people who are carrying now, but since it's a wide open Wild Wild West law now that you don't need any kind of a license to carry, it's going to be, that dog is going to be really getting into it a lot.
Yeah, and that's, and I'm not anti-gun at all, but with people not needing a license anymore, pretty much any business that has a policy against firearms on premises that could be a potential customer, it'll make people think, hey, I'll leave my gun in the car because I don't want that dog, following me around.
Right, right. And super interesting, man. All right. Listen, if you could just get that dog to discover STDs, that would be another thing.
Yeah, I've got a really funny picture I'll show you later. How did you mention that?
But I'm telling you, think about the worth on that. Just going through a bar and being like, you, out. No, no, no. Mm. Hey, you, the dude who looks like he has sores on his pants, get out.
So pretty on the outside, not on the inside,
right,
lady.
Exactly.
Uh-uh. That's funny. I'm putting that on her vest and going and hanging out outside a bar, just watching who walks by, sees the wording, and then kind of strays away from it.
STD detection dog.
That's a great idea.
All right, listen, that's awesome. Ray, at some point we're going to have you in the studio. We're going to take a walkthrough.
That'll be great. Yep, let me know. I'll be out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Who's got kids here? We could go by Greg's, check Greg's house or the Ian's house. Go by and check the Broadster. Check Bob's kids. Go get checked by Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We could do all of them. You? Well, you don't have any drugs in your house, do you?
No.
Other than your prescribed awful opiate problem.
Other than that.
Can this smell opiates, Ray?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that because I have a dog that I'm getting ready to put through training just for that.
Yeah, it'll maul this one.
Oh, it'll maul both of us as he's trying to take him out of my purse.
You're
whatever.
I may consume him, but you're the mule.
It's weird. I've been to Mexico so many times.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, I think it is fascinating, Ray, and we're definitely going to stay in touch and use you some, if that's okay with you.
That would be great.
All right, listen, if people want to get a hold of you, let's just say you want to know if your kid's stashing the weed, if you've lost something in the house, in the woods, in the car. Which, by the way, have you ever found anything out in the, you know, like a bag of something somebody dumped or was a drop-off point?
No. I mean, I don't know if it was dropped off. You mean outside or?
Clearly a packaged, you know, because, you know, like, I was talking to my friend George earlier, who, of course, turned it into the authorities right away.
Of course.
But something washed up on the beach in Rodan. Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
It was about a kilo of cocaine.
Jesus.
And what had happened was somebody off the coast, the cops had gotten wise, and they started throwing it overboard,
mm-hmm.
and it just washed away. And so this thing washes up, and of course the police gave him a medal for giving up. Right away. But it was quite a bit, they said. But this would be really interesting in a lot of different scenarios. I'm just kind of running through my head. Never the school thing. What a terrifying day for any kid. Because I used to smoke weed in high school. Always, if you had some in your pocket, you saw a drug, you just take off on a dead run and give yourself away. Like, I mean, there's no way you'd be cool enough to get away with it. Is there any way to defeat it? Yeah. By the way,
what's that?
Is there any way to cover up the smell enough that a dog like that could not detect it?
No. You know, it's a misconception people have. You know, they think they can vacuum pack something. Well, we train on vacuum packed items, and It's different. I mean, the scent molecule is smaller. We won't be able to smell it, but the dog will. Even those scent-proof bags, which are pretty funny, they, I believe, are to keep others from smelling it. I mean, that's
what it is. Yeah, the scent-proof bag is only for humans. It's not going to be for dogs, I would assume. The ones they put them in Colorado, if you go into the dispensaries and buy them and then bring them back to Kansas.
I mean, I wouldn't know anybody that would do that.
I did that on a motorcycle trip. So, Ray, you stay right there. I'm going to put you on with Jake. And very good to have you, man. By the way, guys, you can get on the website and check it out for yourself. It is kcdrugdog.com. kcdrugdog.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.